I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai was sworn in today in Kabul. The ceremony marked the official start of Karzai's second term in office. His re-election came after a lengthy election process that was marred by allegations of fraud. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was in Kabul for the swearing-in. She said this is a critical moment in Afghanistan.
There is now a clear window of opportunity for President Karzai and his government to make a new compact with the people of Afghanistan, to demonstrate clearly that we're going to have accountability and tangible results.
Karzai's inaugural took place today amid very tight security, most activity in the Afghan capital ground to a halt for the occasion. We checked in with a Kabul resident named Sultana. She preferred not to use her last name. Sultana said people in the city weren't happy to be stuck inside their homes for most of the day.
It was absolutely impossible to even drive in the city or ride a bicycle or walk. We couldn't even go visit friends. There was no movement in the city at all. There were snipers on tall buildings, let's say 3, 4, 5 floors. There were police. I could see from my house on the hill nearby, completely full of soldiers and military on the mountains surrounding the city. It's like a siege, but it's supposed to be a celebration day. And we as the people have no possibility to convene or talk or anything because I guess the dignitaries are coming, the international dignitaries, to celebrate this inauguration. Don't these people think, where are the people? What's happening to the people here? I think if I had my say, I would say don't make this such a big deal. I mean, the whole election was such a shameful thing. So why to even make such a huge celebration and all of this?
Tell me, given that the capital was in lockdown and you couldn't move around, do you think people heard President Karzai's speech today?
Well, people were at home. A lot of people turned on their TV. I looked at the TV. I looked at his speech. It was a complete flashback of 2001. It's just like, you know, an encore. You know, there's Mr. Karzai with the same gang of licit and illicit characters. Everybody I talked to today complained, everybody. The radio, the television, they listen to it, everybody's complaining about what kind of city it is, what kind of government it is, what kind of celebration it is.
Given that, given the demoralization you describe, the pessimism, what do you do with the moment? What does it represent? Can you see it as some sort of beginning of the next chapter?
Well, it's sort of a combination of hope and aspiration. When you look at the condition of life and the poverty and the plight of the masses of people here, you know, plight of my life here every day, you know, it's pitiful. And you think that you hope that something happens and something would be changed. And the other part of your brain says, are you kidding? What makes you think that he's going to, like, all of a sudden change, especially after this disaster of an election that was morally demoralizing and spiritually bankrupt in every way? How is that going to change? These same people in power. I don't know how I could control my language to be more positive here, but it's not just that we are positive and looking forward and maybe there will be some changes and all that, but on the other hand, he's going to be having a difficulty governing this time.
Are you heartened that people can at least watch the ceremony on television and be critical of President Karzai?
Yeah, but it's relative. Absolutely. When I look in Kabul and I look at everything comparing to 10 years ago, you know, there's a lot has happened. You know, there are 12 more channels of television
since
I have been here. So, you know, that's progress. Okay, yeah, it is.
You are a women's rights advocate. That's a big part, presumably, of how you measure progress. And yet the big fear is that the Taliban is gaining ground and that battle goes on. How do you see the future for women at this moment?
Women are watching because women are saying that even Taliban are come back, will come back, that will be the hardest for women because the memories are so bitter and so brutal and so sad. Number one. Number two is that if there's even negotiations that the Western people are pushing the government to do, where's the place of women in negotiations? And there's a lot to do, to wait and see. We have to see what's happening in Pakistan, how the new government is going to function, who's going to be in the cabinet, is there going to be a real shakeup, and are we going to really do something with rule of law? and consequences of bad action or not. If we don't do that, we're going to go further down into the abyss.
Sultana is a longtime resident of the Afghan capital, Kabul. She asked that we only use her first name.